Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 356, Fear of Success. What will happen if you succeed? By Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hello, happy Monday. For those of you in the US, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. This is just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from them. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, I realized way late that I never shared with you what I'm thankful for. We had Thanksgiving weekend, and I never mentioned what I'm actually grateful for. Well, there are a couple things that come to mind. First, I'm grateful to Brian Copeland and his producer, Carolyn, for having me back on their show, where I shared some tips for how not to overindulge over the Thanksgiving holiday. Now, Brian hosts a weekly Motivation Monday episode on his show, which is on KGO Radio AM 810. Motivation Mondays usually takes place at 3 p.m. every Monday. You can always listen live by going to kgoradio.com, or you can always go to briancopeland.com, and you could subscribe to his podcast there too. So that's definitely one thing I'm grateful for. It's always a blast to speak to Brian and be a guest on his show. The other thing I'm grateful for is you all and being able to do this show. A thank you to my brother for asking me to do this show a mere 56 episodes ago. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being here every day. Truly, this makes me happy to be here and to do this for you. Okay, tier, let's move along. Let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Fear of success. What will happen if you succeed? By Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Sometimes you find yourself with a goal you think you should want to achieve, but you just don't seem to be taking enough action to reach it. You aren't really afraid of failure or rejection. The path to the goal seems clear enough and might even be an interesting challenge, and occasionally you'll make some progress. But most of the time you can't seem to get into that flow state, and you're not sure why. This often happens with long-term goals that require intermittent action, like losing weight or transitioning to start a new business and eventually quitting your job. One question I found helpful to ask in these situations is this: what will happen if you succeed? Forget about what you hope will happen or what you fear might happen, but realistically consider what probably will happen. So you achieve your goal. Then what? What else will change? I'm not talking about giving a 5-second cursory answer like, if I lose weight, then I will be thin. Set aside at least 15 to 30 minutes just to think about how your life will really change once you achieve your goal. Now do this with no TV, no radio, or any other distractions. There are often unexpected side effects that you may not be aware of consciously, but subconsciously they can be enough to prevent you from taking committed action. For example, if you lose a lot of weight, here are some possible side effects. People will notice and will comment about it. Other people will ask you for diet advice. You may feel you need to continue with a permanent lifestyle change to maintain your new weight. You may need to buy new clothes. You may become more attractive to others and thereby attract more social encounters, maybe wanted or unwanted. Overweight friends might become jealous. Your family may resist your changes. You may feel stressed about whether you can keep the weight off. You may worry about the loss of certain favorite foods from your diet, and so on. It's rare that a goal is all roses. Success requires change, and change has both positive and negative consequences. Often while people claim to want to succeed at something, the reality is that the negatives outweigh the positives for them. But one way to overcome this problem is to consciously think about what those negatives are, and then uproot them one by one. Uprooting a negative side effect could mean figuring out how to eliminate it completely, or it could mean just accepting it and learning to live with it. It's certainly helpful to focus on the positive side of a goal, but don't forget to take an occasional survey of the dark side and accept that you're going to have to deal with that too. Unlike fear of failure and fear of rejection, fear of success can be far more insidious because it's almost always unconscious. But it's not fear of success itself that is the problem, but rather fear of the side effects of success, many of which may be genuinely unwanted. Fears that are never evaluated consciously may have a tendency to grow stronger. The reason is simple behavioral conditioning. When you avoid something you fear, either consciously or subconsciously, you automatically reinforce the avoidance behavior. So, when you, even unknowingly, avoid working on your goal because of a hidden fear of success, you actually reinforce the habit of procrastination. So as time goes by, it becomes harder and harder to get yourself to take action. Insidious. Asking, what will happen if I succeed, can solve this problem, because it focuses your conscious attention on those fears. Fear has a tendency to shrink under direct examination, making it easier for you to take action. When I say that fear shrinks, another way of stating this is that subconscious behavioral conditioning weakens under conscious scrutiny. I know some people dislike the word fear with respect to their own behavior. Don't get hung up on the exact wording. Call it avoidance behavior if that's more to your liking. But an additional benefit is that you can also devise intelligent workarounds for those fears made conscious, some of which may indeed be valid signals of unsolved problems. So going back to the weight loss example, if you lose a lot of weight, you probably will need new clothes. And if you don't have the money to buy new clothes, then that is a real problem you'll need to address, unless you don't mind wearing oversized outfits. Left unacknowledged, even a simple problem like this can be enough to subconsciously sabotage you from achieving your goal. But once you examine the situation consciously and figure out a way to deal with it in advance, you're sending a message to your subconscious that you needn't fear this problem because you have a practical way to solve it. Now let's consider the opposite side. Suppose you ask, what will happen if I succeed? And upon considering all the side effects, you realize that you actually don't want to achieve that goal at all. The negatives outweigh the positives. I encountered this when I made a plan to grow my games business, but didn't seem to make as much progress as I wanted. When I asked this magic question, I realized that I didn't really want to achieve the goal with all its side effects. What I really wanted was to transition to writing and speaking full-time, and further building my games business would actually take me farther from that more important goal. Growing my games business seemed like a goal I should want, but when I really thought about where I'd be if I achieved that goal, I realized it wouldn't be the success I truly wanted. That was a difficult realization for me, to recognize that my original ladder of success was now leaning against the wrong building. So I actually had to unset that goal once I really understood the likely consequences of achieving it. Even now, as I set goals in the direction of writing and speaking as my new career, I recognize that there are big side effects. I simply don't have the mental bandwidth for two full-time careers. One of the hardest side effects for me was letting go of the goals and dreams I had for my games business. All those creative ideas for new games that will never be, and the would-be players who will never experience them. But this is outweighed by what will happen as I succeed in my new career. To create a new game that challenges, entertains, and uplifts people is wonderful. However, being able to help people grow fulfills me even more. I found it a very enlightening process to review all these side effects and one by one to acknowledge that I accept them. What will happen if you succeed? If you lose the weight, get that date, earn the promotion, start the business, get pregnant, quit smoking, become a millionaire, or stretch yourself. You just listened to the post titled, Fear of Success, What Will Happen If You Succeed? By Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The timing of this post couldn't be more perfect. Just this last week, during my stress management class that I teach at Bastyr University, California, I had my students actually do this exercise. They had to take 15 minutes and imagine that they're 110 years old. They then had to give themselves advice on how to live the happiest and most fulfilling life they can. But that wasn't it. That wasn't the end of the assignment. What they then needed to do is, once they identified the advice that they would give to themselves, they had to then tell me, how are you going to incorporate that advice right now? And so kind of like what Steve said, what will happen if I succeed? Make that concrete, write it down, look at those fears. What's stopping you? What's holding you back? That's essentially what they had to do. And so I love this technique. And the things my students came up with, what they said was truly amazing. And the feedback I've received is that it was so helpful to do that kind of exercise. So I encourage you to take 15 minutes and ask yourselves, what will happen if I succeed? And what is it going to take to get me there? All right, that's it from me for today. Thank you again for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Hoping you're having a great start to your week. I'll be back here tomorrow where we'll hear from Ross of Ross Training and where your optimal life awaits.